Hi, welcome to your staff file checklist for nonprofits. In this short video, we're going to look at the building block on equipment and rules that are applicable in your organization for your employee, or your intern or your volunteers. So this is what the building block looks like on your checklist that you have been able to download where you're watching this video. And these are the elements that are part of this building block. So let's look at them in more detail. First of all, it's good to point out that all of this is related to practicalities of work, right? So these are things like equipment that you may provide to your employees, to your interns, to your volunteers, so that they can do the work that they are going to be hired to be doing for you, or that they are working for you to do, actually. So that depends, of course, on the operations that you have and the kind of staff member we're looking at, whether that would be a camera, a microphone, a laptop, a telephone, or something else, or all of the above. Depends on really what they are supposed to be doing and what kind of equipment they may need to be doing that, and whether you are providing that equipment to them for use, or whether you are giving that to them as a gift, or whether they are using their own equipment and you are reimbursing them for that. So whatever the arrangement is, you need to make sure that you have this on paper so that it is clear who's the owner of that equipment that they're using, and what is the level of care. For example, if it is your equipment as an organization, what is the level of care that you require the user to apply? So how do you expect your employee, intern, volunteer to use that equipment? What happens in case of a malfunction? Can these staff members, volunteers, interns use the equipment also privately? Can you require them to return it immediately on the spot, for example, if you need it for somebody else, and so on and so forth? It's always good to make sure that you have on paper these arrangements so that there cannot be any unclarity about it, and so that you can also make sure that that this is clear in case, for example, you are leaving, and all the arrangements, if they were made in a conversation, if they're not on paper, then your successor may be used to a different kind of practice, and then may assume that this is the practice that is enforcing your organization too. So there might later on be conflicts about that if you don't put this on writing, and if you don't make sure that it's signed off by you and the employee as well. So it's not about only putting the rules on paper, but also about making sure that the employee, intern, or volunteer signs off that they have received this information, that they agree to it. And same is also, of course, true for more practical things like an office key or an office key card, in case you need to provide that to people so that they can gain access to your office. And here too, you want to have a form that a person can sign that they have received this key or key card or key code. And also what is happening in case it gets lost, and in case it needs to be replaced. And that, of course, brings a security risk. So maybe if a person loses a key, then you might need to replace all the keys for all the staff in order to make sure that this lost key doesn't end up in the hands of a thief who comes to steal all your stuff. So there are costs involved to loss of a key that you might like to also make clear beforehand who's going to pay for that. Yeah, so maybe there are people who are very easy at losing things, not only office things, but also personal things. And maybe you want to make clear that if you lose your key more than once, after the first time, you are going to be required to pay for the replacement, even if that means paying for replacement of office keys for all your colleagues. These are things you need to think about beforehand, what your policy is on that, and then you need to put it in writing and make sure that people sign off on that when they accept the key. And this and other things are usually also put in a personnel guide, where you also put more general information about leave and about what is the official starting time for work at the office and so on. And usually this is then also handed out at the time of contracting, and a person is also required to sign off that they have received this guide. The guide can also include a code of conduct, for example, if that is important to you, especially if you're working in a sensitive environment or on a sensitive topic, that might be important to add to your personnel guide as well, and non-disclosure agreement, things like that. So these are also things that are related to the practicalities of how you're actually going to be dealing with each other on a day-to-day basis at the workplace, and also in relation to maybe the outside world when it comes to non-disclosure and code of conduct. So these are things that you need to look into. What is the information that you need? So you need information about the exact laptop that you're going to hand out to your employee. So you need to note the serial number and the type and so on and so forth. Maybe, hopefully, you have inventoried your equipment, and it has also a sticker with your a number on it, and maybe the name of your organization on it. So make sure that you have information about the exact machine or piece of equipment that you are going to be handing out to your employee, and that this is noted in the user agreement, if you have a user agreement. You also need to look at what is the information that you need to provide to your employee or intern or volunteer. So that is information about your policy in case of loss of keys, your policy in case they leave their laptop out in the rain, for example. Other kinds of policies in terms that are related to how your equipment is insured, maybe. So you need to inventory all the information that you need to provide, which depends, of course, on what is the equipment that you're going to hand out and what are the conditions for that. And then the final check you need to do is to check if your personnel guide is up to date. Very often your personnel guide includes references to local law, for example, when it comes to leave. And it may be that there have been some changes there, and so your references need to be updated, for example. Or maybe you have adjusted your policy in certain areas, and maybe that hasn't been changed yet in the personnel guide. So before you hand out the personnel guide, make sure that you check, or that somebody checks, that it's up to date, so that you don't give an outdated version to your new employee or volunteer or intern to sign off on, and so that they're working from the whole old assumptions instead of the new assumptions. So now, how to get started? Well, first of all, as in the previous step, make sure that you have an info package for your staff, intern or volunteer, with all the information that they need in order to be clear on what you are expecting from them and what you are providing to them, and what the conditions are under which you are providing that to them. And this should include also the personnel guide, which is a bit wider, of course, than just equipment and keys. Do your checks in terms of what information you need, then go to your cover sheet, tick off the information that you have collected, and make sure that you have a plan for making sure that the information is up to date. So that includes also that if you are making a new version of the personnel guide, for example, that you communicate that to your staff, and that you make sure that you keep track, a visible track somewhere, and the staff file is a good place for that, of the fact that everybody has been notified of any changes and that they have actually seen that notification. Yeah, so that can also be that you are doing this electronically, you must make sure that you have a trail that you can prove that somebody has had a notification and has actually confirmed that they have received that notification about any changes that are relevant to them. Okay, so here we are again at the end of a building block. You have now looked at equipment and rules and what is behind those elements in your checklist. So now I think it's over to you to get started on those elements. And I wish you good luck with that. And of course, if you have any questions, if you get stuck, then just let me know so that I can help you get unstuck or that I can help you find answers to your questions, so that you can continue your good work on your staff files with the help of the staff file checklist.